It's only just over 1 week into this year's legislative session in Tallahassee, and already the stench of dishonesty traveling the halls of the Capitol is threatening to make our lawmaking process into a joke. Last week, House quarterback, or Speaker, Will Weatherford jocked his way into two unseemly predicaments. First, after publicly decrying the expansion of Medicaid, while in the same breath referencing some elusive safety net that allowed his family to survive the devastating costs of his infant brother's death in 1995, Weatherford was forced to admit that said safety net was in fact a Medicaid program. Regardless of logic, the revelation only caused Weatherford to double down on his position. The frat party line is unbendable. Likewise, Weatherford continued pushing his public employee pension reform platform, even though economists warned that the numbers his office was peddling were suspect. Weatherford's proposed dismantling of the state's $136 billion pension program by pushing new hires into 401k retirement plans doesn't take into account the variability inherent to market forces, nor does it account for decreased benefits for current firemen, cops, and teachers left in a pension program that is no longer funded. Math is hard, Speaker Weatherford. And just when it seemed that things couldn't get any worse. I'm kidding, of course. On March 12th, Lieutenant Governor Jennifer Carroll submitted her resignation after the FDLE came knocking on her door, wondering about her alleged involvement in an internet cafe money laundering scheme. You can't make this Tallahassee Republican stuff up. Unfortunately, at least for now, you can't tear it down either.